I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program honors Kane's original war monuments in Evergreen Park and celebrates the present-day vision of Ned Carger and the Memorial Point Committee. For all its unspeakable horrors, the First World War is not only a story of mustard gas, barbed wire, and soldiers wallowing in the trenches, but of human strength and individual heroism. When the armistice of November 11, 1918 officially ended U.S. involvement in World War I, a local committee sprang to the task of creating a worthy monument to commemorate the great sacrifice and service of Hilltop veterans, including those who gave their lives over there. By spring of 1919, the committee had located a suitable granite boulder in Venango County to be used as a war memorial. When crane operators attempted to unload the giant rock from the boxcar that had ferried it to the hilltop, the weight of the great stone snapped the steel cables of the harness, causing it to crash 10 feet to the ground. In short order, a sturdier crane was summoned from Erie to more easily place the granite boulder in its proper position. An engraved brass plaque was affixed with the names of all the men who had died while serving in World War I. In typical fashion, the determined can-do attitude of Kane citizens would see the project through to completion. Among the many civilian fundraising efforts was the Dog Circus and Refined Vaudeville program organized by Oster Gustafson at his farm on the Smithport Road. The monument was dedicated at a huge public ceremony on July 4, 1919, just 147 days after the fighting had ended for American soldiers. After World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the current global war on terror, additional memorials were added with care taken to make sure that no brave soldiers who paid the ultimate price were overlooked. In 1976, prior to the U.S. Bicentennial celebration, the honored area of Evergreen Park was officially designated as Evergreen Memorial Point by the Kane Borough Council. Today, Memorial Point is unbefitting of its name. With its overgrown landscaping and cracked sidewalks, the once proud symbol of bravery and service to country has fallen into a state of disregard and disrepair. Ned Carger, a volunteer who represents the Kane Parks Commission on the Memorial Point Committee, has a long vision for sustainable improvements for the place that for many veterans and their families, especially for those who have lost a loved one, is sacred ground. By forging key partnerships with the Kane VFW Post 1132, the Kane Borough, Care for Kane, the Kane Garden Club, the Kane Parks Commission, and the Kane Area Development Center, along with an in-kind donation from Kane Innovations, Carger says the project's goal of reaching $180,000 is not out of reach. This goal includes funds to provide ongoing maintenance and upkeep for Memorial Point as an impressive gateway to Evergreen Park for the foreseeable future. According to Carger, his committee's goal is to break ground for the renovated park this summer, dependent on additional fundraising. No monetary donation is too small. The park will be another impressive jewel in the crown that is Kane's ongoing renaissance. Donations can be made to VFW King David Post 1132, Memorial Point at Evergreen Park, care of Hamlin Bank, 34 Fraley Street, Kane, PA 16735. According to Carger, memorial donations can also be made in memory of, or in honor of, and sent to the same address at Hamlin Bank. Please include the name and address where you would like the memorial notification to be sent. To see an impressive artist rendition of the new Memorial Point project, search at Memorial Point Kane PA on Facebook and share the vision. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.